From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. OPEC has announced it will not cut its oil output to shore up prices of crude oil. That announcement came after a five-hour meeting of representatives from the member nations. Following the agreement, oil prices plunged to their lowest level in 4 years. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker reports.
Many analysts said that OPEC needed to cut its oil supplies quite sharply, perhaps by 1.5 million barrels a day. Within the group, Venezuela, for one, wanted yet larger cuts. That they've decided to take no such steps reflects the reluctance of Saudi Arabia and some other Gulf states. Saudi Arabia, in particular, was thought to be unwilling to play its traditional role in OPEC of acting to balance the market, unless the whole group were prepared to share the cuts.
The BBC's Andrew Walker. Thousands of residents across the Northeast were plunged into darkness after Wednesday's snowstorm. At the peak, more than 300,000 customers lost power. At the Deerfield Inn in Russell, Massachusetts, innkeeper Jane Howard was getting calls from local residents seeking an alternative Thanksgiving meal.
We also had people calling from the neighborhood, really desperate because they had parties of 10, of 12, of 14 coming and no way to cook the dinner.
Howard says the power came back on just in time, but for thousands of other residents in New England, power companies say it may be the weekend before they can announce a full restoration. Mexico's president has announced a plan to scrap the country's 1,800 local police forces, replacing them with state police units in order to combat the infiltration of organized crime. James Blair says the announcement came during a meeting of the nation's governors, which was televised nationwide.
President Enrique Peña Nieto's law and order reform proposals will go before Mexico's National Congress next week. They follow the disappearance of 43 student teachers who were arrested by municipal police in the southern city of Iguala on September the 26th. Those police then handed over the students to a drug gang who says they massacred them and incinerated their bodies beyond recognition. President Peña Nieto is also proposing to dissolve local governments, which are proved to have been corrupted by drug cartels. These radical changes will be initially launched in Mexico's states of Tamaulipas, Michoacán, Jalisco and Guerrero, which are the worst affected by the violence of the country's ongoing 8-year drug war. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
Pope Francis begins a visit to Turkey on Friday with a delicate mission of strengthening ties with Muslim leaders while condemning violence against Christians and other minorities in the Middle East. His 3-day trip comes as so-called Islamic State insurgents have captured swaths of Iraq and Syria just over Turkey's southern borders. Turkey is now sheltering close to 2 million refugees from Syria. Pope Francis will also become the first foreign dignitary to visit the Turkish president's lavish new 1,000-room palace. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Bricks and mortar booksellers are getting a little help from their friends on this holiday shopping weekend. Some well-known writers are lending a hand to lure shoppers offline and into their local bookstore. NPR's Lynn Neri reports.
It starts on Black Friday when Barnes & Noble is offering a promotion that no online retailer can match. The nation's biggest bricks and mortar chain has convinced 100 popular authors, writers like David Baldacci, Donna Tartt, even Hillary Clinton, to sign 5,000 copies of their books. These autographed copies will be available in stores around the country. Then, as part of Small Business Saturday, more than 1,200 authors have volunteered to work in some 400 independent bookstores from coast to coast. Well-known writers like Neil Gaiman, Jane Smiley, and Sherman Alexie are among those who will make appearances at their local bookstores. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Officials have reopened a road on Hawaii's Big Island that was closed last month as a lava flow threatened to cross it. The lava has been stalled for several weeks, but Hawaii's Civil Defense Agency cautions that breakouts upslope remain active. They also are asking drivers not to stop on the road to get a look at the lava that has stalled less than 500 feet away. Radio telescopes on Earth will beam 90,000 messages to Mars on Friday to commemorate the launch 50 years ago of the first robotic probe to visit the red planet, NASA's Mariner 4 mission. Copies of the messages will be delivered to Congress, to NASA headquarters in Washington, and the United Nations in New York as a show of support for space exploration. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.